Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 18th of May. We have one more game in Germany tonight, Leverkusen. I already said last week that Leverkusen away of value. I think they've been backed in a bit. I have a few of the selections that I put out. Just nice to know that you're on the right side of prices as things are moving. So yeah, Leverkusen away. Also, the over 2.5 is value. So you may want to play both and drip that in through the first sort of 10 minutes over 2.5 goals as well. So Leverkusen over 2.5 and the Leverkusen win. Werder Bremen are desperate. So let's hopefully that goes well if you get involved. Interesting. Belarus, obviously, we didn't get the goals, just only the one goal. I'll probably be ditching those leagues now as we move back towards normal football. I think we got Germany again next week, and then I think the week after is when we start to see a bit more. Posted a couple of screenshots over the weekend. I love it. I only do it really to wind people up because it just sends people into some sort of tailspin. Obviously, some people like them, and that's great, but it's the mischievous provocateur in me that... sure enough, I got a bit of aftertime, fucking aftertimer, from a guy called Fred. I don't think it's my northern friend Fred, but another Fred. Aftertimer, why don't you put them up before, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've just got this thing that people feel they have to butt in and comment. Well, Fred, let's have a little fucking listen up, son, because I don't know whether you listen to this or not, but Hoffenheim bet was given about a week in advance. The Augsburg bet was mentioned days in advance. The Dortmund win was mentioned days in advance. So I don't know what the fuck you're on about, you little fucking imbecile. Just cracks me up. Fuck off and worry what you're doing. I've lowered my Twitter followers, the people I follow, because I sort of had this thing that if somebody followed me, I had to click it and follow, and I've got it down considerably, and I'll sort of do it in batches. There'll be another 10 minutes when I'll do it. People poking their nose into other people's business, is that what it was for? I've no idea, I just don't get it. Just can't help themselves. Some fucking nosy people about in there cannot help themselves. I know a few of you have come off Twitter. I mean, I've stopped all the news side because just people like, you know, even people retweeting Piers Morgan. You don't follow Piers Morgan, but everybody fucking retweets him as if he's some sort of god and everybody else. So I've sort of trying to cut that down as much as possible. Honestly, your life's much better. People should try and have a day off it completely, not touch it. See if it makes any difference to your life. I assure you that it won't have any negative fucking impact on your life. Amazing, it is amazing. But yeah, old Fred had to jump on. Fucking after timing, why didn't you put them up before? Well, the career one I didn't, Fred, because it was 8:30 in the morning and I did my numbers that morning and it was too early, I thought, to start broadcasting bets at that time on a Sunday morning. But the Hamburg game was, again, another one, probably 4 or 5 days in advance if you paid any attention to proper stuff rather than looking for nonsense, you complete and utter bell end. There's another one gone. Beautiful. Right, so Leverkusen tonight, and then I'll be doing the ultimate results tomorrow, and I think we've got football Friday night, so the poker I've moved to Sunday, so there won't be a poker tournament this Friday, because there is a game in Germany, and then the poker I will move to Sunday, and what I'll do as the programme goes forward, I will move the poker about. That tournament is set up in the poker, I believe, so you can register if you want to join us Sunday night. It was won by... I forgot to say, Dr. Toon on Friday night. I think it was the heads up was Magpie, so I don't know whether it was two Geordies together. Simon Dennis again came in third, and I was fourth. As somebody did rightly say, I'm getting a bit Spursy. I'm getting the top five finishes and no trophies. Financially, out of the 11 quids, I've done okay. I'm probably about 100, 150 quid up. But I can't get the old win. I can't get the trophy. But well done to Dr. Toon. I think he was second a couple of weeks ago. So it is good fun, that poker. I do enjoy it. And I think a lot of you who have done it have enjoyed it. But hopefully life will return to some sort of normalcy over the next few weeks, and I hope mine does anyway, just things in Malta, etc. I do hope that we get to some sort of normality over a period of time, but you've got to be careful and stay safe, otherwise we will have another spike and we'll all be in the shit again. So it's getting that balance, isn't it, at the minute. What else am I? Yeah, I'll do the ultimate results tomorrow. So that will just be updated Friday as normal. Right, what else have I got? I've got books, I've got recipes, I've got. We're still going. Right, book. This is a good book. I only read this last week. Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott. It's a. Achieving success at work and in life, one conversation at a time. And it is having meaningful conversation. I was brought up in a family. One of my big sort of things in life, certainly for the first 20 years of my life, certainly 15 years after my old man went inside, my mum just sort of tried to pretend it didn't happen. She just sort of, we ran away. She sold the house, ran away, moved, left me up in the southeast. They moved down to the southwest and tried to sort of pretend it didn't happen. So I was sort of brought up in a sort of period of my life where you're growing up and developing that not really talking about anything. And it's completely and utterly unhealthy, I can tell you. And it took me a long while to get out of it. But it is a very, very unhealthy way to live. So I've gone completely the other way now. I'm very open about everything. If I'm one of those, if something needs to be talked about, I'd rather get it talked about and move on very quickly. And I don't hold grudges with people. You know, I'd rather sit down, get it said, and then, you know, a bit like I do on the podcast, I have a rant, and then 10 seconds later, I'm done and fine. And I tend to live my life like that. Now, if we've got something to talk about, you know, the kids or whatever, let's get it said and move on. And really, this is just about having conversations, perhaps some difficult ones, and having conversations that count, that move on. There is a sort of human nature, I think, to keep things hidden, suppress things, perhaps make life seem better than it is sometimes, perhaps make life seem worse than it is sometimes. And we all have issues, whatever it is. You know, we've had health issues in our family right through. Mum died of cancer. Sam's had issues. I've had issues. We've got issues at the minute in Malta. That hasn't really resolved itself. In fact, it's gone a bit worse. I'm not going to go into the nitty gritty and the details of it, but it's, you know, when you're trading for, I mean, I've really enjoyed trading the football because it's sort of a distraction, but, you know, it is being able to talk about these things and move your life forward is the way you do it. And ultimately it is conversations that do that, you know, whatever it may be. That's why I struggle so much with people who want to slag people off all the time and tell people they can't be done and this can't be done and you can't do that and you're a wank. I don't really get all that, what it actually achieves to the person doing its life. What does it achieve to go on and have a go at somebody because they've posted a picture on Twitter or whatever it may be? I just don't get, I really don't understand that mentality whatsoever. Oh, he's posted something about gambling. Oh, I'm going to go in and have a go when it's got fuck all to do with you. I just don't really understand that mentality. But yeah, getting back to the book anyway, it's a well-written book. You know, I think that's a lot of it. I mean, one book I read, and I'm not going to say whose it was, but somebody recommended a book and I read that last week and I just found it a really painful read. I thought it was really badly structured and put together. Really didn't enjoy it, but I read this one afterwards and I just think it's really well written, and it's sort of how to surface the real stuff that's going on really in life, business, whatever. And I think you start to, you know, we all have issues, it just helps you work through those issues. Something that I'm sort of looking with how we train and coach people, I've said to people, how you learn is so important. It really is important. What gets through to you? Is it doing it? Is it listening to somebody? You know, I've said many times, for me, videos, people send me videos or, you know, even and I know Ryan, who work here, I'll say we're working on something. and we can't get to talk because he's working, whatever, so he'll send me a video. And I just glaze over. I literally start, and after 90 seconds of it, I'm completely and utterly glazed over by it. So, you know, again, it is how you learn. But this book, you know, through conversations, it's good. I've gone on a bit too much about that, haven't I? But there you go, Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott. Really good book. Get you talking about stuff that's going on and get you plotting your way through life a little bit better. I think some people have had some good results over the weekend with the football, and I'm sure some people have had some bad ones. Again, you know, it comes down to it's 1 week. It doesn't really matter. 1 weekend, you've got to keep looking at it. Just that, going back to what I said about the cashing out yesterday. I get the peace of mind thing. I do get that. And you know, as I said, I'm not going to be the one to tell people not to do things. But if you look at the longer picture and learn to accept, and I understand this is part of the skill of punting long term, accept that it is just one day, one weekend, and keep going and not worry about individual results so much, you will fare better. But as I said yesterday, I do know that people, if that's going to ruin your day, if, you know, cashing out for zero. I traded that golf last night as an example. I sat up from whatever time that was, I don't know what time it started, 7:30, didn't it? And through till 11:30 with the most anticlimactic finish that you've ever seen, a nearest the pin on a 120-yard wedge shot. But I had quite a strong view on it, that you've got the first and the fifth in the world playing, well, I don't know what Ricky Fowler is, but Matt Wolff's 110th. When you know golf, you know, the odds were massively stacked in Fowler and in McIlroy and Johnson's favour, in my opinion. And I thought they were too big. So I started off by backing them. And I placed 30 bets over that golf last night. I was in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And I ended up with £5 and 3p profit. Either way come the end. And it was a good exercise for me, because I was well aware that it was not a proper tour event. But I did... also well aware that everybody was watching it, and you know, in the golf world, people have been starved of golf, so the guys were going to be trying. The factor, a bit like football, you didn't know how much golf they'd played. And Dustin Johnson looked like, I mean, amazing. You know, he looked like he'd never played before at times. Just did amazing, you know, what 6, 7, 8 weeks off at that level even can do. You'd think they'd be able to pick it up and still be half decent. And Ricky Fowler played superbly, 6, 7 birdies. McIlroy played quite nicely. Didn't hole all the putts. But I learnt a lot doing it, and I was happy as anything to come out £5 up. You know, at one stage I was looking at 300-400 loss. At one stage I was looking at 400-500 win, and that's the sort of ebbs and flows. And I got myself to a stage where, as I say, playing the last, I was a fiver either way. But it's not just one result. You just, had I lost, I wouldn't have been in a temper tantrum. I learnt so much just doing it. Again, learning how the market moves, learning how people react to shots, watching the market. So I really enjoyed it. Actually, I enjoyed that side of it a lot more than the golf. The golf I thought was a bit anticlimactic. From they build these exhibition things up. They did it with that Woods and Mickelson one last year, didn't they? And they never turn out to be quite as exciting as I think they wanted them to be. But it's that getting away from one result all the time is, I think, where I was going. I can't even remember myself. I can't remember when I started that conversation. Flipping useless. As I say, that's the underlying element for me, is not to worry too much about one result and try and get away from that. And I do realise that that's a skill. But you will be much better for it, and you'll be financially better off for it. I hopefully made some sort of sense there. Genuinely gone off on one. Right, where are we now? I was going to give you a little salad, because the weather's nice, isn't it? And we're getting up to some nice weather. Old Suggsy's running out on the golf course today. He will be so excited. His first game of golf since the lockdown began. He's going to be so excited. I bet he didn't sleep last night. I texted him a screenshot of my fiver last night. He didn't reply, so he'd obviously gone to bed in anticipation of his big game today. Right, I love, I think I've put this in a couple of recipes before, I love salads and I love pomegranate. And rather than just making a cold, boring salad, I'm going to give you one now. This is a lovely little lunch, literally takes minutes to put together, really easy. So if you're stuck at home and you want a nice, healthy lunch, we're going to have a prawn, pomegranate and grapefruit salad. So you want two pink grapefruits, one you want to zest and juice, and the other one you want to peel and get the pith off and cut into segments. You want to get the zest and juice in a bowl and add to it two tablespoons of olive oil, a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, one teaspoon of sugar, and get some chopped dill and chop that up and put that in there. And then get 300 grams of, you just want the cooked peeled prawns, you can buy the, you know, the packet prawns. 300 grams of those, 300-400 grams. I love prawns. Whisk your zest and oil and vinegar and everything together. Then get your prawns in there, coat them, get it in the fridge for 10-15 minutes just to marinate the prawns for a bit. And then you want to get a cucumber. I like to sort of halve it and seed it, scoop out the seeds and dice it up. A couple of shallots diced and chopped. I love rocket, so I use rocket, a good pile of rocket. So get that on in a bowl and toss it together. Get some marinade out of the prawns. Get a couple of spoons of the marinade out of the prawns and put that over that, the rocket and the shallots and the cucumber, just to coat them. Get a pile of that on the plate. Then get a pile of the, get the prawns in the middle. Grapefruit segments around the outside, scatter over some pomegranate seeds, any oil mix that you've got left then in the bottom of the bowl from the prawns, get another couple of teaspoons of that and drizzle over the top, and you've got yourself a lovely zesty prawn pomegranate grapefruit salad, really healthy, only about 100 calories per serving. So beautiful. Get yourself that, not just big fat meaty barbecues, get a few salads down your neck, get some weight off. I've put a bit of weight on in this flipping lockdown thing. I've got to get myself out flipping, doing some golf or something. Flipping, got to get walking again. I can't be doing the gym stuff. It just bores the shit out of me. It really does bore the shit out of me. So yeah, I think I'm going to post screenshots every week now, just to fucking annoy people. I think that's what I'm going to do. Every single week, post winning screenshots. I might even never post a red. I might go down the road, never post a red again. Just keep posting the green screenshots because you know it winds people up. Gets them all in a little stir in their little houses. Oh, I've got fuck all else to moan about. Let me have a moan about that. And we got Michael Jordan tonight. I don't know, is it on there today? Netflix, Michael Jordan. I've run out of episodes. Absolutely brilliant. The Last Dance. Said it last week. Haven't watched it. Absolutely superb. One of the best things I've seen on TV. Absolutely love it. Right, anyway, all you're interested in really is Leverkusen tonight. Leverkusen back the away win. And Leverkusen over 2.5. And hopefully we're collecting. And I will be back every day of the week as per normal to annoy the shit out of you. And I might sing a few songs. You never know. And then we've got... we've got guest of the week. We've obviously got the football on Friday. Poker's moved to Sunday. So we got plenty on. It's all good stuff. Right, have a lovely Monday. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you all. When will I be back with you? I'll be back with you tomorrow. Fairly early-ish, I think. Tomorrow morning.